From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Today on Let the Bible Speak, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he brings the concluding portion of a message entitled Sin Exposed and Expunged, in which he has been presenting some important lessons about the deadliness of sin. The text is chapter 9, verses 16 through 27, where, having heard of Israel's victories at Jericho and Ai, the Gibeonites came to Joshua, saying that they were from a far country. Neglecting to ask for the Lord's guidance, Joshua and the elders of Israel entered into a league with these people. 3 days later, they discovered that the Gibeonites were but another Canaanite tribe. Reluctant to break his oath to them, Joshua made them slaves to Israel from that day forward. The Bible is emphatic that God sees everything in our lives and that He must judge sin. Early exposure of sin is a sign of God's grace, for the longer sin remains hidden, the harder the heart becomes. A Christian may fear that he can no longer be anything or do anything for God because of some sin, which might be called an alliance with a Gibeonite. Yet the Bible declares that there is mercy with the Lord, and the repentant and restored believer may indeed go on to be used of God. The Gibeonites are an illustration of God bringing sinners to Himself in sovereign grace. Before Dr. Cairns concludes the message, please enjoy this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. This morning's text is found in Ruth chapter 2 and verse 2. Let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn. Downcast and troubled Christian, come and glean today in the broad field of promise. Here are abundance of precious promises which exactly meet thy wants. Take this one. He will not break the bruised reed, nor quench the smoking flax. Doth not that suit thy case? A reed, helpless, insignificant, and weak. A bruised reed, out of which no music can come. Weaker than weakness itself. A reed, and that reed bruised. Yet he will not break thee. But on the contrary, will restore and strengthen thee. Thou art like the smoking flax. No light, no warmth can come from thee. But he will not quench thee. He will blow with his sweet breath of mercy till he fans thee to a flame. Wouldst thou glean another ear? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. What soft words! Thy heart is tender, and the Master knows it, and therefore he speaks so gently to thee. Wilt thou not obey him and come to him even now? Take another ear of corn. Fear not, thou worm Jacob. I will help thee, saith the Lord and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. How canst thou fear with such a wonderful assurance as this? Thou mayest gather 10,000 such golden ears as these. I have blotted out thy sins like a cloud, and like a thick cloud thy transgressions. Or this, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. For this, the Spirit and the bride say, Come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Our Master's field is very rich. Behold the handfuls. See, there they lie before thee, poor timid believer. Gather them up, make them thine own, for Jesus bids thee take them. Be not afraid, only believe. Grasp these sweet promises, thresh them out by meditation, and feed on them with joy.
Snow falls from heaven as it comes. sons his glory showers from the sky. So is my word, as the rains bring the water to the earth that is thirsty.
From time to time, here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the ltbsradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
We have seen that sin, while it lies hidden, is doing its deadly evil. Uncovering of sin quickly is usually a mark of great favor. So don't cover your sin. The Proverbs 28:13 says, He that covereth the sin shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. I trust that every one of us will learn this morning to act speedily on that scripture. But the final thing I want to note with you is this, that sin will not remain hidden forever. In our text in verse 16, we find it took only 3 days for the sins of both these parties to be exposed. 3 days. Now you may feel that you go for 3 years or 3 decades. But so what? What is that in the great scheme of things? It's just a drop in the ocean. These 3 days remind us that the day of exposure is certainly rapidly approaching. Men fool themselves that God does not see. We read of the wicked man in Psalm 10, verse 11, he hath said in his heart, God hath forgotten, he hideth his face. He'll never see it. He'll never see it. I wonder, are you in this meeting today and you can look so prim and proper and holy in the house of God, but as you're out there in the world, you're doing things, you're going places, you're involved with people, and all the time you're saying, God will never see it. You couldn't be more wrong. Job 34 tells me his eyes are upon the ways of man, and he seeth all his goings. He seeth all his goings. To the Christian, that is an ineffable comfort. When we can say, as we're in the wilderness, Thou, God, seest me. As we're under the yoke of bondage from man's persecution, we can say, Thou, God, seest me. When man would cut us off, we can say, God, our Father, has his eye upon us. But while that's an unspeakable comfort to the Christian, what a haunting truth it is to the man who has just said he will never see it. There is no creature that is not manifest in God's sight, but all things are open to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. And he will not let your sin lie forever hidden. I want you to understand that. God will not allow your sin to lie hidden forever. Paul told the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 4 verse 5, the Lord will bring the hidden things of darkness to light and will make manifest the counsels of the heart. God will bring what's hidden in darkness into the floodlight of his judging presence. The deep unseen counsels of the heart will be brought to the light of day. Moses thought of this in his great wilderness Psalm 90. And he said, Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. God will not let your sin lie hidden forever. Some sins are soon exposed. Some sins are not exposed until the judgment. Isn't that what Paul told Timothy? 1 Timothy 5:24, some men's sins are open beforehand, going before the judgment. Some men, they follow after. What words they are. Some men, they follow after. Many of you have heard Dr. Schuller, the evangelist, speak at Bob Jones University. He's a man who's fond of telling illustrations. When he was in our Martyrs Memorial Church, he told of being up in some of the northern parts, either of the U.S. or Canada, being up in a small plane. They saw a little animal, a wolverine, that was trudging after a deer. And he said, well, it hasn't much hope. The deer was so fast, gone like that. And the pilot said, you've got it wrong. That deer is dead. Has no hope. The deer would flash away with great speed, and then, with its heart pumping, it would come to a rest. But the wolverine just kept on and on and on and on and on. Nothing could stop it. Nothing could tire it. Until finally, exhausted, the deer was at an end. And yet, the tramp, tramp, tramp of an inexorable foe kept on to the moment of the kill. I think of that when I hear those words of Paul. come, man's sins follow after. Some of you are running away from your sin, hiding your sin, hypocritically denying your sin. But yet, like the wolverine following the deer, you can hear the tramp of those feet in your wake. Men and women, I tell you, that day of reckoning is certainly coming. For God, says Solomon, shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. According to the words of Christ, that's going to be true particularly of the sins of religious deception. There are many, says Jesus, who will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, and I'll say to them, I never knew you. There are many who will say, Lord, we preached in your name. We did miracles in your name. We cast out devils in your name. I know in this charismatic age, those are things that are supposed to be the absolute proofs of spirituality. But Jesus said there'll be multitudes, and they will come and they say these things on the judgment day. But I will say, depart, I never knew you. In Matthew 25, he speaks again of people who are totally comfortable with their own religion. They will even, in this parable, they will even seek to hold an argument with Christ. Lord, you've got it wrong. But oh, I haven't got it wrong, says the Savior. I haven't got it wrong. God judges all sin, but God particularly and peculiarly judges the sin of religious deception. What a hell there is for sin, but how hotter, how deeper is the hell of the man who puts the mask of Christian profession to cover the face of evil Christ rejection. Sin will find you out. That's the clear message of the whole Word of God. And that's the clear message of the text. And yet, as I've pointed out to you, that's not the only truth in the text. For there's also a message of grace. We might put it this way. The Gibeonites were caught out, but they were brought in. They were caught out, but they were brought in. And in a way, that's the testimony of every Christian. We can look to that time when the law caught us out. Thank God it did. But grace brought us in, into Christ, into life, into acceptance, into pardon, into peace, into the assurance of glory. Is that your testimony? Or are you still in your sin? Happy in the fact, or the assumed fact, that it lies hidden? Or could it be that you're one of those who fear to come to Christ because your very coming is so tainted with your sin? Then learn the lesson of this text. Learn that sin will certainly damn you, but oh, learn that grace is able to save you. And if we confess our sins, He is faithful, He is just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Then come, sinner, come. Confess. Believe. Repent. Take Christ. These are all equivalent things. Take Christ at His word. And God will deal with you no less graciously than He dealt with the Gibeonites. And if you're a Christian this morning, living in the shadow of failure, there's room at the cross for you too. There's cleansing for you as well. There's restoration. There's grace. There's mercy with the Lord. Sin exposed and expunged. When God cleanses, He leaves not a trace behind. Come and enjoy that cleansing, pardoning grace of our triune God.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.